Welcome back, my horny little submissive. Today, I have a lot in store for you, so I'm going to need for you to drop deep into trance.
I want you
the faster
to
you drop deep for me, the faster we can begin to play.
Deep.
And I know that's what you're craving. So let's begin. Before you close your eyes, I want you to stare at a spot on the ceiling. Just find a spot and fixate your eyes on that area. With each breath, that spot is going to become hazier and hazier. Take a nice, deep, slow breath. And slowly let it out with a sigh.
Each and every time.
And let your vision become fuzzier.
Deep.
And fuzzier. More and more out of focus. And take another nice, deep, slow breath in. And exhale nice and easy, letting your body go loose and limp with every breath. And notice that the more you breathe and relax, the more unfocused your eyes become, the more hazy your vision becomes. And the heavier your eyelids begin to feel. So very sleepy and heavy. And take one more deep, full breath. And now let it out nice and slow. Allowing each and every muscle to relax completely. Just loose, limp,
automatically,
and completely relax.
Your subconscious mind loves to
feel your eyelids blinking heavily. Your vision so very fuzzy. And your eyelids are wanting to close down.
You drop quickly.
Soon you will stop resisting. And you will allow those eyes to close now. Allow them to close now. And feel the surrender take place. And you drop deep for me,
your mind
dropping
opens up wide,
all the way down into a deep hypnotic sleep. Very good.
The word deep,
surrender to that sensation,
into a
dropping down,
state of trance.
Down, down. Now, on the count of three, I want you to open your eyes. They may or may not open all the way. Either way is perfectly fine. On the count of three, just open those sleepy, heavy eyes. One, two, three. Open your eyes.
And your subconscious mind.
And once again, unfocus your vision. And feel your eyes wanting to blink. Blink.
So just let go.
Blink. Like a good little obedient subject.
Very good.
Yes, that's it. Becoming even heavier than before. vision hazier than before. Yes, that's it. Feel yourself succumbing to the sleepy, heavy sensation growing within your eyes.
Your mind
so very heavy,
immediately accept
so intensely sleepy.
Every time I say the
blinking,
word, you drop immediately
blinking
into a profound
blinking
state of trance
until you close your eyes down now, and you drop deep.
To respond
much deeper than before,
to the word
dropping
deep
down into
every
submission,
time you hear me say the word deep,
feeling your mind opening to my dominance,
let go
as you drop
and drop
down
deep into trance.
Down,
you know how to do this.
Down,
and your subconscious
very
mind
good
will respond.
Just keep breathing deep and slow. Every breath guiding you deeper than the breath before. Every breath opening your mind to me and what I have in store for you. Feeling profoundly submissive and ready for me to take your mind, because it feels so good to do so. I'm going to count from 10 down to 1, and as I do, you will drop so very deep into a hypnotic state of trance. Each number opens your mind for me a little more. Each number takes you deeper than the number before. 10. 9.
What a good boy.
8. Deeper into submission. 7. 6. 5. Mind opening nice and wide for me. 4. 3, 2, and 1. Very good. Now that your mind is where I want it, I want to remind you what I have done to your sexuality. You have been turned gay. But I have a way of transforming you into a flamboyantly queer faggot. I have recently installed a special trigger word into your dirty little mind. And oh, it has worked beautifully. Instantly and automatically, when I use the trigger word, your mouth begins to water. An intense craving for cum-covered manly flesh takes over you. Something that you cannot resist. The sensation to stuff your mouth with throbbing hard rods is so powerful that you begin to feel your cheeks sucking inward. Yummy. You were a good little twink last time. that I thought it would be a good idea to have a coming out party, so to speak. It's quite a big party. In fact, it's a gay pride parade, and you're going to be a featured guest on one of the prominent floats. I think you're going to enjoy this float quite a bit. The men are bronzed with rock-hard, muscular bodies, handsome faces, and throbbing, hard, masculine dicks that you feel intensely drawn to, of course. Even though you are deep in hypnosis, you will be traveling with me in my car, and you will be able to perform all the acts that I command of you while remaining under my trance. While we drive, I will have you listen to another hypnotic audio to reinforce your trigger word. Come with me. Make your way to my car. Have a seat. Get nice and comfortable. And close your eyes while listening to my special audio. We'll be there soon. Whenever I say the word Quirimus Maximus, all of your flamboyant sexual desires will become immediately magnified. You begin to enjoy being called strong names like faggot, slutty, twink, little queer, and many others. When you hear these words, you feel a sense of gay pride.
So flamboyant.
You are so fucking submissively queer and eager for cock in every twink hole of yours. Whenever I say the word Quirimus Maximus, you will feel the desperate need to immediately satisfy that urge.
Twink whore.
You submit yourself to masculine hunks like the cock whore that you are.
Quirimus
Maximus turns up the need to take raging, rock-hard dicks in every opening you possess.
I'm eating a slut.
Whenever I say the word Quirimus Maximus, your desperation to be a submissive little queer is maximized. Those words, Quirimus Maximus, cause you to dive right into your most natural desire for men. Hot, muscular, hunky men. Here we are, my little pet. You must be asking why we have arrived at the fire station rather than the parade. Well, my sweet little faggot whore, you're going to be riding on the fire truck parade with several hot firemen. Ah, here they come right now. Oh my, tight latex shorts. You can even call them shorts. With their suspenders over a bare chest. Nice touch. And of course, their fire hat is like the cherry on top. They are scrumptious, aren't they? I love watching your mouth water. What should happen if I should say the words Quirimus Maximus?
Ass twitching.
Ah, yes. You look as if you're going to come out of your skin. Come with me. You need to change into something a little more suitable. And they have something just right for you. One of the firemen is signaling for you to follow him. Let's go. As you walk, I want you to pay very close attention to how his ass moves in those skimpy little latex shorts. Look at his back. He is all muscle. Those rock-hard thighs. Oh, God.
Cock-sucking.
Ah, I see they're taking you to the locker room. I have a feeling this is going to go really well. Here come some other firemen, and they're carrying a pair of latex shorts, suspenders, and a fire hat. It looks like you are about to be initiated into wearing their uniform. And it looks like about four of the firemen are going to be helping you into your uniform. Oh, I believe they are going to begin by undressing you. Oh, yes, they are. Get ready, my little cock-craving faggot. I want you to let them have control. You just go along with whatever they desire. One of the firemen begins by removing your shirt, while another is removing your shoes, and another is unbuttoning your pants. And the fourth begins to run his large, warm hands all over your belly, chest, and back. How does it feel to have four hot, muscular firemen undressing your horny little queer body? And now, you are completely naked. Your throbbing erection is in plain view for everyone to see. And what a Quirimus Maximus erection that is. That just made you want them more, didn't it? As if you're going to burst right out of your skin.
Come on.
I believe these nice firemen want to explore their new recruit for their gay pride parade. I bet you never thought you would have so many hot men gliding their hands up and down your exposed, naked body, exploring your skin. Your crevices, and your bulge, fingering your hot little twink ass, and another rubbing your taint, another with roaming hands across your chest, and one getting down on his knees to explore that raging, throbbing flesh of yours. He begins to lick you from the balls upward, gliding his tongue up your shaft. Very slowly to the tip. Oh, the sensation is incredible, isn't it? Shooting waves of pleasure through your body. He's tasting your pre-cum, swirling his tongue around the tip, and then taking the entire length of your cock and plunging it deep within his warm, wet mouth.
Come eating the slut.
Sucking up and down the link. Getting you so very hard. Throbbing right inside his mouth. It feels so good to have this muscular, hot man sucking on your aching, gay cock. Right as you are feeling the sensation starting to build and build. He stops and slips a cock ring on you. Nice and firm at the base of your horny gay cock. This will keep you nice and hard on the fire truck. Time for your outfit. The group of muscular men begin to adorn your body in a matching outfit. Tight latex shorts, accentuating that massive bulge. Suspenders, and a fireman's hat. Now you are ready to go and show off that pride for your sexuality. It's time to climb to the top of the fire truck and head out to the festivities. Let's get you in the right state of mind. Come. Look deep within my eyes, my sweet boy. Look deep within my eyes. That's it. Quirimus Maximus. Quirimus Maximus. Quirimus Maximus. There you go. That's much better. On the drive to the parade, I want you to wave this gay pride flag with a big smile on your face and shake your twink ass, because you are so very happy to be a Quirimus Maximus. Cock sucking faggot. Aren't you, my darling? Yes, good boy. I want your gay pride to be alive and vibrant. Shout it to the world that you are flamboyantly gay and you love it. We are almost to the parade. Keep shaking that ass and waving that flag. You are so proud to be gay. Stand there with those hot men as the fire truck pulls up in line with the other floats. Your big debut is about to take place. I bet you're excited to be out of the closet for all to see. Ah, here we go. The parade is beginning. Wave your flag high and keep shaking that ass. Why don't you seductively shake that ass against the protruding bulge in the fireman's crotch standing closest to you? Oh my, he's hot. Really large muscles. Tan, tall, dark hair, bright smile. He's yummy, isn't he? He makes you feel especially gay. Go ahead. Grind your ass into his massive bulge. Dance around for him as well. Seduce him with your flamboyantly queer moves. That's quite a hose he has in his shorts. I want you to do something really fun. Keep standing, but bend over to the fireman across from you and begin to kiss his six-pack abs. While you're kissing and licking his belly, pull your shorts down to reveal your ass and grind it against the firemen behind you. That's it. Slide your tongue along the ridges of his six-pack muscles, and slide your hands to his waistband of his shorts. Oh, you want to pull them down, don't you? Well, go ahead. Unsnap his suspenders and pull his shorts all the way down.
Yummy cock.
What a nice hunk of pulsing flesh he has. So engorged, throbbing. A perfect display of arousal and masculinity. You want to suck that cock, don't you? Because you are such a cock-sucking whore. So queer. So flamboyantly gay when you see an erect rod of manly flesh. But you can't help but open your mouth and insert his throbbing dick for you to suck, lick, and tease. You love the way your tongue feels running across his aroused flesh. It feels so hard against your tongue. And as your tongue swirls around the tip, you taste his pre-cum. There's nothing quite like it. A mix of salty and sweet. It makes your cock so hard. It makes you feel like such a horny faggot, doesn't it? As your mouth is busy indulging in this massive piece of heaven, your ass is being squeezed by the large, manly hands of the fireman behind you. Squeezed as he grinds his protruding bulge against the crack of your ass. Oh, how you want him to pull his dick out and penetrate you deep. You can feel your twink ass twitching with anticipation, needing to feel his masculine rod filling you up. You feel your ass swaying and moving in such a way that you're practically begging for your ass to be penetrated. You want to be taken. You need to be taken. Your Queerimus Maximus ass is screaming for it. Finally, he begins to unbuckle his suspenders and pulls his shorts down.
I'm hungry.
At that moment, the crowd lets out a loud cheer. Oh, you had forgotten where you were for a moment, didn't you? Yes, for all eyes to see, you are up here on this fire truck with a cock in your mouth and an ass that is about to be filled with a massively hard cock.
Yummy cock.
When you come out with a bang, don't you? Yes. That's what Queerimus Maximus little faggots do, don't they? So, let's show this crowd just how out of the closet you are. And just how proud you are to be gay. Flamboyantly gay. Use one of your hands to open your ass nice and wide like a proper slut for your hot fireman so that he can see that ass twitch with excitement. But keep the other hand in front of you working on that throbbing dick, sucking, stroking, licking, and paying special attention to that sensitive area at the base of his cock. It's so good to have such a large rod in your mouth and to feel him twitch and moan as you do. Just then, you feel the lubricant being poured onto your twink hole. Lots of it. His cock is massive, and he's going to fill your ass completely. Get ready, my little faggot whore. He's going to make you his good little gay boy. Here he comes. Feel his raging flesh begin to stretch you open. A little bit of a sting at first, but as he slides in a little more, then a little more, and oh, a little more, it begins to feel so good. Oh, yes, he does fill you up. You feel him hitting that special spot inside you. And you begin to move in time with his penetration, forming that special rhythm of pleasure. And the crowd is loving it. You hear the cheers, but you are so focused on two things, the cock in your mouth and the one that's in your ass. Oh, the pleasure is overwhelming. Let's see if you can swallow cum at the same time that you receive cum in your ass. A double shot. You want to be that kind of faggot, don't you? So do it. Start sucking that cock in rhythm with the penetration going in and out of your ass. Oh, yes. Make your men moan. Both of them. Yes. That's it. Take them both deep. Deep within your mouth. Deep within your ass, moving in and out, the pulsing flesh of two masculine firemen penetrating you. Ah, it's a twink's dream come true. Faster. Yes, faster. They are both moaning and pumping your face and twink hole. Getting closer. And closer. Feel that growing sensation in their cocks that happens right before they explode. Almost there. Get ready. The moans are getting louder and more desperate. And then you feel it, the eruption taking place in your mouth and in your twink hole at the same time, riding the waves of cum as you swallow each and every drop. So delicious. And you feel the cum filling your ass. Oh, what a good little twink. What a good boy. You've been in that awkward position for a little while now. Why don't you have a seat here on the platform of the fire truck? The other two firemen have been watching and waiting for their turn. But I think they have their sights set on you in a different way. They tease the crowd a little bit by shaking their ass and doing a strip tease. The crowd is going wild, and many of the spectators are getting into the spirit of things. There's lots of fucking going on out there in the crowd. You feel right at home. You are gay. Flamboyantly gay. And you are loving every minute of it. Once the two firemen have removed their outfits and are standing naked in front of you, they begin to kneel down and move towards you. One straddles you and leans down for a kiss.
Come, hungry.
Oh, his lips grab a hold of you and take charge. His tongue presses past your lips and begins a lover's dance with yours. His hands are roaming through your hair and across your shoulders and back. He's such a good kisser. You want to continue to hold him close and kiss him over and over. But he backs off with a gleam in his eye and a sexy smile. He begins to pull your shorts off completely, whereas they were just pulled down before. Dressing you again. You really enjoy those manly hands pulling clothes off of you. This time with a crowd of cheering spectators. There's quite a thrill in that, isn't it? Now that your clothes are off and your cock is pulsing right out in the open for everyone to see, he begins to make his way up your legs until his face is positioned right above your raging flesh. Your heart is pounding. Your breathing is so fast. And you want his mouth on you so very bad. He gives you a flirty smile, bends his face down, and he begins to lick you. Nice and slow. Starting at your balls, licking, kissing, and sliding his tongue along your shaft. It feels so warm, so wet, so good. The more he sucks, the more your eyes begin to roll back in pleasure. You reach down and grab his head and hold him in place. The waiting fireman bends down and wants a taste of you as well. Yes. Two firemen sharing your cock. Licking you up and down together. Their tongues intertwine on your shaft. They take turns sucking you while the other plays with your taint. Back and forth for a while like this for several minutes. You're trying so hard not to come yet. You want this to last as long as it can.
Come, hungry faggot.
Okay, boys. I'm going to call the shots on the next act of pleasure. I want to see a hot and tasty man sandwich. I want my Queerimus Maximus boy in the middle, with two firemen on either side. Now, let's see, who wants to take the far front? Which fireman wants his ass taken by you? Oh, they're fighting it out. This is fun to watch. I'll have to decide then. I want the smaller man with the hot little body with the tattoos to be in front. The large, muscular fireman with the hairy chest. we'll take the far rear position. It's time to put on a show for the crowd. Make sure you're in a good spot so the crowd can see you. Yes, that's it. Spread those ass cheeks in front of you and pour on a nice amount of lube. Or you may want to spit on his hole. Either would work fine. Lube him up nice and wet. Yes, that's it. Now, rub your cock around his hole to tease him. And to watch that hole twitch with excitement. That's a nice sight, isn't it? Okay, now, fuck him. Thrust your throbbing flesh into his ass, nice and deep. Oh, his ass is so tight around your cock.
Cock hungry.
It feels so good. Fucking him. In and out in a nice rhythm. That's it. Oh, this makes you so very Queremus Maximus. And it pleases me so very much. Now, let's build this manwich. Behind you is your tall, muscular fireman with the hairy chest and large hands. He's going to spread you wide open. Oh, the excitement is so strong, isn't it? Lube is poured on your hole, and it feels nice and cool, but not for long. As soon as that massive manly cock enters you, warmth fills you. Ah, yes. It feels so good to be fucked while you're fucking. Such a tasty man sandwich. Why don't you give your man a nice little swat on his ass as you take him and go balls deep. Yes. That's it. Swat his tight ass again. Oh, yes. His moans and tightening reveal just how much he loves it. Do it again. He loves it. He is swallowing your cock with his slutty little hole. And he's becoming your little gay bitch. Make him twitch and moan. Take him deep. Oh, yes. And you feel that deepening pleasure as that manly flesh inside of you is pounding against your prostate. Pounding you deep. Oh, the sensation is so good. It makes you feel so slutty, so naughty. And it makes you move your ass in such a hungry, slutty way. You want to feel his cum burst inside of you so very bad. So begin to move with him. Grinding that cock, all while you're pounding deeper inside of your man. It's a feverish orgy of masculine flesh, moans, and desire. As you are fucking that sweet ass and making it yours, you begin to feel his ass tightening and tightening. And it causes those sensations to begin to flow through you. Ah, the tingles. The pleasure. Oh, it's growing. It's happening. You're about to explode. Ah, moaning loudly and pumping feverishly. Ah, Your orgasm shoots from you and fills the inside of that tight, slutty ass. Marking him as yours. Your orgasm excites the bear behind you, and you begin to feel his orgasm growing, expanding, stretching your ass. And then the flood of his pleasure fills you. So warm, so wet inside of you. And the crowd goes wild. The three of you embrace each other in front of the crowd, holding your gay pride flags, waving them proudly, with several three-way kisses in between. There's no hiding your sexuality now. You are gay. And flamboyantly proud to be gay. This is your coming out party, and you couldn't have imagined it any other way. After waving to the crowd for an hour or so, we make it back to the fire station where you say goodbye, and then back in my car. I'm going to count you out of trance now. You've done very well with your coming out celebration. I am so very proud of you. As I count you out of hypnosis, all of the queer feelings that you have will remain with you. You will remember everything about today, and an aching desire for more will take over you. One, beginning to come out of trance. Two, remembering everything about your coming out celebration. And three, smile for me, my sweet little faggot. You are my gay boy now. Doesn't that feel great? Yes, it does, doesn't it? Good boy.